Praise be Jesus and Mary. We can say that there is a love-hate relationship between the world and the Christian. That is, the world hates the Christian, and the Christian nevertheless loves his brethren. St. John the Apostle, in his first letter, the epistle this morning, says, do not be surprised if the world hates you. All right, if you are living your Christian faith authentically, then you should expect to be, quote, hated by the world. Okay, because the Christian has values and ideals which are contrary to the world's, and so they will hate us. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. So the soul that has God's grace within him, supernatural charity, is vivified by supernatural charity, has passed from death to life. His soul was dead without God's grace, and now it is alive. He who does not love abides in death. Right? The person who does not possess supernatural charity and does not love supernaturally abides in death. That is, they abide in mortal sin. And everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Right? If you hate your brother, that's a mortal sin. And you're a murderer, first and foremost, in the sense that you have murdered your own soul, the life of grace in your soul. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. You see how the soul in God's grace has eternal life abiding in him. It is the seed of eternal life. And that soul will already in this world have a foretaste of eternal life. In this we have come to know his love, that he laid down his life for us, and we likewise ought to lay down our life for the brethren. And so here St. John is encouraging us to love our brethren as our Lord has loved us, to be willing to lay down our lives. And then he goes on to talk about loving our brethren by providing for their material needs, okay? Corporal works of mercy. He who has the goods of this world and sees his brother in need and closes his heart to him, how does the love of God abide in him? All right, it's not possible, right, to love the God whom you do not see if you don't love the brother whom you do see. My dear children, let us not love in word, neither with the tongue, but in deed and in truth. All right, you see how we must love concretely, in action, and according to truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus.